Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, it is the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So a very famous barbecue spot here. And I think, Lopez, you know this guy personally. Ronnie Killer.
Oh, great dude. Great friend.
Yeah. Do we listen to this show pretty often?
I think he does. Well, I know he does. I don't know how often.
Okay. Yeah. So he
probably... You don't have to lie.
No, he's a good dude. I talk to him a lot.
Yeah. Big fan of his restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And
you're not going to disparage his good name, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to share a situation. Okay. And if you talk to him, he'll probably explain the situation maybe in a little more detail. Because this is the Killings in the Heights. The one right by there.
My house.
Yeah. It's kind of like the home style restaurant. It's different from the barbecue one in Pearland.
Yeah.
They found themselves in the middle of a situation involving a murder mystery. When it comes to a stuffed animal. And this is courtesy of cron.com. They had this story. And just for the fun of it, I'm going to play my little investigation music. Mm-hmm. I haven't played this in a minute. Right here. Here we go. So here's cron.com with this story about a missing stuffed animal and a possible murder.
How does a stuffed monkey cost a Houston restaurant thousands of dollars in damages and lead to murder accusations?
We don't know what happened to the stuffed animal, but like I've told her when I spoke with her personally at the front of the restaurant, if there was any trace of it or if we found it, we would return it to her.
So this story actually kind of comes in like two parts. There's block one, which happens over like 6 months starting in May, where a person posts a missing sign of her stuffed toy monkey named Leroy.
She lost it in the parking lot, and she admits to this when she was arrested in our parking lot after hours. Oh. And when she came back to claim it, it was no longer there.
And then it escalates where she says that Killens, the restaurant in the Heights, murdered the monkey. And then from there, vandalized the restaurant twice.
He's come back to the restaurant since then after hours and painted the front door and the entire front of the restaurant in large black letters that Leroy died here.
Ronnie Killen says that it caused like $5,000 in damages.
Her son, I'm assuming, is Leroy. And while we feel for her, you know, there's literally nothing that we can do because we don't know what happened with the
man.
Okay, that took a turn. that took a turn when she said, well, she was arrested.
Yeah, so now that's taking the whole, maybe it's a kid that lost the toy.
That was my next question. How old is this person?
She was a grown-ass lady.
All right, well, then that's her fault.
What'd she get arrested for?
What'd she get arrested for?
They didn't say.
Okay.
That's something you could probably ask Ronnie.
I'm not, and by the way, stuffed animals cannot be murdered.
Who said? Says
I
who?
I just said that right now.
You always make the rules around here, buddy.
I don't think it's necessarily a rule that anybody has put in writing.
Stuffed animal hater.
Is a stuffed animal a male or a female?
What you tell me.
Well, I feel like you the expert there, buddy.
I feel like Leroy would have to lean male.
Yeah.
But what do I know, man?
Yeah, it would have to lean male.
Says who?
All right, so I get...
Not me, I don't know.
I get that stuffed animals can be a very personal and, you know, a sentimental thing. But you're not... But that's something you put on a shelf and you love because you had it as a kid and it's very sentimental. You don't take it to killings.
Well...
You don't take... If you're a grown-ass woman and you're taking a stuffed monkey to killings and then that monkey gets murdered and you get arrested in the parking lot, that's all on you.
Yeah, I was like,
that's all on you.
We say to killings as if was she not outside killings after hours? I don't think she was at killings. I think she was just in a parking lot that happened to be in front of killings. In fact, what's that? Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I feel like there was some Washington involved, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's how this went.
Yeah, to me, you know, I don't know what happened, obviously, but to me in my brain, I was thinking maybe she was just out there kicking it. Maybe got a little too squashed it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Probably kicking it with Leroy, the stuffed monkey.
Which to me is the biggest problem, but go ahead.
Drop
that?
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem, that she has the stuffed animal?
Yes. Finish your point, then I'll
yeah, I feel like she probably got into a situation, dropped it, didn't know she dropped it, and got arrested, tried to go back out there. Leroy took off.
A lot of adults listening to us have very sentimental stuffed animals that they had as a kid. Hell, my son has had his. He took it to college with him and everything else. You know where it was? It's Leo, his teddy bear when he was a kid.
That's suspicious.
Leo.
Do we take it to Washington Ave?
You
though?
Know where he keeps Leo? On a shelf in his house, and it never moves. You're taking.
That sounds like a bad friend to me.
Yeah.
Leo out here kicking it in these streets.
That's a good point.
And Leo's on a shelf?
Yeah. Leo don't get to see nothing nice.
I think she's a little, you know, but that's
you
just
don't
me.
Say.
Yeah.
That's yeah, no, I immediately thought, was like, oh, this feels like there's some mental health issues happening within this. And
I didn't say mental health. I just whistled.
Oh, well, I will say.
That was Reggie right there.
I think there might be some mental health issues happening.
Mm-hmm. She going to come up here and spray paint Reggie's car.
Yeah.
She don't know which car. I walked to work. The question I had in just trying to be like a problem solver, do you think it'd work if you just get another monkey?
Yeah, no.
Nah.
They know.
Yeah, good
they
luck know. Trying yeah. to sell that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was like. I feel like we could either de-escalate this or escalate this by a magnitude about 5.
No,
right? She's like, this ain't no Leroy. See what you're trying to do.
My thing is, why are you blaming killings for this?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, why are you blaming them, man? They don't know nothing about that. So, salute the killings, man. I hate that they had to go through all that damage.
713 says if Leroy is black or brown, it's a hate crime.
It's quite possible. Yeah. Somebody said, why did she name the monkey Leroy? Race card? Okay, very good. And 832 with a very good question that I thought of, but I was like, is it fair to say? But you brought it up. Sounds like Leroy might have possibly been holding on to some medication.
Oh, stuffed in Leroy?
Okay.
You did say it was a stuffed animal,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Stuffed with okay. what?
That might be why Leroy's not here no
yeah,
more.
That's a very
someone
valuable.
Might have found out that Leroy was holding something.
Yeah. I might have a key or something in there. I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So it was a championship game going on in Vegas, and this was a huge deal. And as a sports station, I feel bad that we didn't even bring this up.
Hmm. Is this the same competition that y'all had us playing?
The housekeeping?
Oh, no, not this
one. Remember the housekeeping Olympics in Las
Vegas?
Oh,
I had forgotten about that. The one I was talking about is the – I don't even know how to –
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
that
the sperm one. Race. No, it's not that
okay,
one.
Okay, very good.
Nah, it's not that one. But here is.
Why do you have that as a drive?
He still saved it.
I still got it.
Just in case. And you know what? It came in handy.
Yeah, it did. But yeah, so we didn't talk about this championship game, but I'm going to play some of, I guess, what happened in Vegas.
Okay.
The peak of sports has returned.
XL World Championship!
And don't get it twisted, XL athletes are real athletes.
I'm a high performance athlete. Athletes sweat.
The championships had it all, from zeros to heroes to dancing pandas. So how do you turn a spreadsheet software from the 80s into a global competition? Well, in a round, competitors solve different scenarios known as cases using raw data.
We are pushing Excel to the limits here.
Cases range from things like finding the projected earnings for a company to navigating a maze. And it all came down to this moment.
Damn it, it's finished.
Your new Microsoft Excel World Champion.
Microsoft World Excel champions.
How'd you do in the qualifiers?
I did not. I'm not. I forgot to apply for it.
Why'd you have to bring that up? Now he's bitter. He got knocked out in the.
Like, how did I not know about
this? He lost in the knockout stage.
See, I'm the worst type of nerd. I'm the type of nerd that can't do none of the calculating. I let all these other people calculate. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I like that. No, you know what's hilarious about it? They tried to put that EDM or dance music behind it to try and make it sound exciting.
Tried to hype it up a little.
Still didn't. They're like, Excel, zeros, sums.
So salute to this guy by the name of Dim Early. They call him Dim Early, who is not, he won it all. He's the world champion. Yep. And so here's a little bit of his post-game interview on the sideline talking about this win.
Congratulations on an epic win. How are you feeling in this moment?
I'm feeling great.
That's amazing. I know there's been a lot of practice throughout this year. What do you think is the one thing that really paid off for you tonight?
One is I'm like deep down the rabbit hole of like lambdas and single cell formulas. Yeah. And I think that really came through today. And the second is my good friend Eric Ohm, who's around here somewhere, has an awesome tool called OA Robot that I have been using. That like just speeds everything up and makes everything run smoothly, and that has paid massive dividends. So, two things.
Congrats again, Dim. I hope you have a great night of celebrating.
She sounds so excited by this. She is so interested in everything that he said there.
So, for those who are not following this, this is pretty much a Microsoft Excel, I guess, championship tournament.
But you know what the best part of it is? They did in Las Vegas.
They
right?
Did. Like, always, look, always in
as
Las
much
Vegas.
As we might be able to laugh at them, I guarantee you they had a hell of a party leading up, hell of a party on the back side of it, right? Like, you could, I don't know what it would have to be for me to not have fun with this, with an event in Vegas.
Absolutely. So
even if it's the XL championship.
And by the way, XL is something I really suck at. Like, I'm not good at XL. I've, you know, piddled around with it. It's still,
you ain't sniffing the competition over here.
God,
then.
No. God, no.
They're just talking about stuff. I tried to watch the live stream because you can search the live stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
They posted all 4 hours of this.
Oh, my gosh. 4 hours of Excel.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I tried to follow it. I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I could. And honestly, I was going to get some play-by-play for y'all. I'm like, nah, people are really going to switch the music if I play this. But
not Reggie.
Yeah. So
I don't know what you want me to say.
Y'all want to hear the theme song for this? They had like
they
a little
have a
theme
song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the XL World Championship. Who is going to win? It's the XL.
Sounds like an anime.
World Championship. Who's going in the spreadsheet bin?
It sounds like the Spidey theme.
Yeah.
You remember the Spidey? Not Spider-Man. The Spidey. You know, Spidey and his friends. You know,
feels about right.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. Probably fit the demographic.
Yeah,
for the people doing this. Yeah. I'm sure somebody in there likes some anime. Salute the what's his name? Dim Early.
Dim Early.
Call him Dim Early. Salute to him.
That's not his real name.
It is to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, he called himself Dim. I think he's Dim Early on Twitter too. If you want to go search, I know Reggie probably know who he is.
He follows him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
like, oh, I'm already following this guy.
DMs are open.
I didn't even.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all are wild with it.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 16. I'll get y'all out of here on this. If it was a band or a group that, some legendary band or group that you want to be in, mm-hmm. what is it?
Rolling Stones.
So you would like to, whatever, you'd like to be in a Rolling Stones.
Yep, I'll do that. Peacocking right next to Mick Jagger.
I was going to say the Isley Brothers, but I don't know if I want to participate in all the activities they be participating in.
You got to be smooth, too.
But you're a little too hyped up. I just know they did work. Well, you talk about hyped up. Don't let the bell bottoms and stuff fool you, man. Them boys was getting active.
This
and I
is
do
true.
Mean they look like they cut you.
Yeah. I'm
certain that they did cut at least one person at some point or another.
Yeah. I wanted to be in the rap group Dipset. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, not even, I know I used to rap and all that stuff. Not even just rap and just be a part of it.
Yeah.
That way I could have the Dipset chain mm-hmm. and rock all the gear and all that stuff. Yeah. I wanted to, you know, I probably would have did almost anything mm-hmm. to get inside to be a part of the group Dipset.
Yeah.
Now, would any of y'all, you want to be in the Rolling Stones, would you be down with getting stabbed in the leg?
To be in the group?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stabbed in the leg?
Yeah, stab me in the leg. I'll go on tour.
What?
I'll go on tour. It's just a stab in the leg. Just don't hit the artery.
Just a what?
Well, apparently a diehard fan, Ashley, got stabbed in the leg to be in one group. Mm-hmm. So it's a group. It was a record label called Rockefeller Records that mm-hmm. Jay-Z, Dame Dash, and all them started. And here's Memphis Bleek, who is a rapper, with Benny Siegel, who is another rapper. Mm-hmm. They were doing a podcast, and Memphis Bleek was talking about a story about Benny Siegel pretty much saying, talking to this diehard fan.
Yeah.
Remind you of something you probably forgot. You know we got a Rockefeller down with us running around that you initiated back in the days. You remember? In the limo? You told him, he was like, yo, I'd do anything to be down. I'm not going to say what city because might come looking for us. But he was like, yo, I'd do anything to be down with Rockefeller. And he was like, word, anything? He was like, let me stab you in your leg there. You don't remember us in the limo? And then it was like, yeah. Beans was like,
I don't remember Apparently Benny Siegel said, hey, let me stab you in the leg then since you want to be a part of Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Stabbed him in the leg.
And he did.
Yep.
Would you get stabbed in the leg?
No. Y'all ain't cool enough for none of that, man.
Figgy? I couldn't do
it. I could guarantee they don't hit an artery. They just stab you in the meaty part of your leg.
No.
You know what? I probably would.
I would.
I probably would.
I would.
Because some people go through worse to try to get in to be a frat boy or a fraternity.
Yeah. Now ask me why I didn't get into a fraternity. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
You don't want to get hazed?
Yeah. No.
A little hazing going on?
Yeah.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
It is funny.
Because it is, yes.
But good God.
I'd do anything to get Rockefeller. What's up? Let me stab you in the leg then.
It's funny that he immediately went there. You know what? I'll stab you.
Well, because he was like, this is something nobody would say yes to. And the person was like, yeah. That's how you know you a sucker moment.
I think the crazy thing is he don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Like, how you not going to remember that?
When they did that.
Probably because of whatever the Leroy the Monkey was holding on to. He was having too much of that. But yeah, there you go. Figgy's Mixtape, very odd edition of it, but you know what? Just as
was
fun
it
as
odd?
Always. It was odd to me.
I thought you was going to like that one, especially with the Excel championship game you missed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all wild. Y'all wild. All right.
We right.
So 1:20 p.m. every weekday for Figgy's Mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig if you see something that is mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next. Let's get ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Raven Tower near Northside. Before we get there, should we take a look, a gander, if you will, at what the officiating profile will be?
Oh, yes.
Let's do that and then draft the weekend next.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.